Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Now that spring has pretty much sprung, it's the perfect time to log on to your profile at southcoastbotanicgarden.org and get your tickets to visit the garden. Maybe get the special tickets to the SOAR exhibit and see the beautiful tropical butterflies in the new butterfly pavilion. And remember, bring your mask. Now that the days are really warming up and the gardens are leafing out from their winter sleep, there are so many things to see. One thing that's truly a wonder is the flying silk from the floss silk trees along the promenade. It almost looks like patches of snow along the ground and in the branches of the shrubs as you walk toward the formal rose garden. This floss comes from the big green pods hanging from the trees and helps the trees to spread their seed throughout the garden. Take the walk from the end of the promenade to the left along Tram Road, and you'll see the Mediterranean garden and the beautiful Mexican sage hybrid named Limelight. This is a large sage that has a striking purple and chartreuse flower, and it blooms freely. Also blooming is the De La Mina lilac verbena. This perennial plant will bloom year-round, but is best during the spring. And since it's a native to Cedros Island, just off the coast of Baja California near Ensenada, it's a natural for dry and hot landscapes. It does great in a border or a rock garden. It's planted here in the Mediterranean garden as an accent plant and a border plant, and has recently been planted in place of the tulips that were in the geometric beds near the children's garden. If you walk across Tram Road to the Garden of the Senses and out towards the lavender field, you'll see another wonderful sage, the Canary Island sage. This sage is a hardy bush-type sage that can grow between 5 and 8 feet tall and up to 10 feet wide. It's a prolific bloomer with wonderful purple and magenta blooms on strong stalks with large gray-green arrowhead-shaped leaves. Taking the walk through the lavender field and over to the path behind the amphitheater meadow that leads behind the rose garden and back to Tram Road, you'll pass 2 really big bottle trees with a mound of blue sage at their feet. These bottle trees are blooming right now, but you need to look closely to see the sweet little bell-shaped flowers that attract bees as a pollinator. If the blooms are pollinated and left alone, they will turn into large, dark brown seed pods. These trees are hardy and fast growers and occur throughout the garden. As they mature, the bottom of the trunk fattens up to store water, and the tree actually resembles a bottle. However, when they mature, the tree can reach 65 feet tall and 30 feet across, making it a wonderful evergreen shade tree. When you make your way back to Tram Road along the bottom of the cactus collection, the shaving brush tree is blooming. This is a very interesting deciduous tree from Central America, where it is used for firewood and wood to carve handcrafts, and the flowers are used as home and church decorations. Each of those flowers will produce hundreds of tiny black seeds. Just looking at the flowers and you can see why it's called the shaving brush tree. There's another shaving brush tree blooming in the aloe and agave collection, but if you look closely, you'll also see the aloe Suzanne is blooming. This tall spire has been in bud for weeks, and just now the buds are breaking open. If you head out Tram Road to Memorial Meadow Lane and go left to Memorial Meadow, you will be astonished by the beautiful iris collection that is just beginning to bloom there. This area will be a wonder for weeks to come. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.